Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Almost didn't make it into the studio here for this segment because I was so busy going over news and big developments that are unfolding. We're going to be here, obviously, for the next 3 hours today, and we have several big guests joining us. Lou Rockwell, the former chief of staff of Ron Paul, will be joining us to talk about the ongoing firestorm of Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney, happily, in his words, and the response by some of the Ron Paul establishment politicos. Tom Woods, who is good friends with Ron Paul, speaks at many of his rallies, put a video out yesterday saying there needs to be a top-down analysis of Campaign for Liberty and pointed out the head of Campaign for Liberty. I didn't even know this. I went and looked it up. It was true. Actually doesn't think we should be involved in foreign policy, constitutionalist, and we should just get Ron Paul and all of it out of the business of criticizing these wars. And he said there should be a top-down, we're going to play that video here in a moment, a top-down look at it and that the head of it should be removed. Now, we called him up this morning and he said, look, I think I've said enough. I'm going to just wait and see. I trust Ron Paul is not going to endorse Mitt Romney. If he does, it's going to pretty much destroy him, folks. And everybody is sitting here in horror because there are some rumors fluttering around at high levels that it's being considered. And as Ron Paul supporters, as admirers and supporters, it's our right, it's Tom Woods' right to come out and say, hey, we're concerned. And people are going, hey, yeah, I keep getting weird neocon mail from Campaign for Liberty and from Rand Paul and Ron Paul's groups promoting people, and you go look them up, and they're Council on Foreign Relations, they're pro-war. That's why the dam broke. Look, Rand doing that really just made a bunch of concerns break. Now, we've got other huge world news going on, and I'm going to cover that first here today because in the second and third hour, we've got Governor Gary Johnson coming on. That'll be open phones. Lou Rockwell's coming on, specifically calls for him. So I'll open the phones up with Lou Rockwell and Governor Gary Johnson, specifically for questions for both those men. We're not just going to be talking about Ron Paul all day and Rand Paul. But this is a big deal because the Liberty Movement is beginning to win, getting 70%+ of the military's donations. I mean, that shows that the idea of fighting the globalists, restoring the republic, cutting taxes, defending the family, Second Amendment, states' rights, nullification, getting us out of the UN, auditing and abolishing the Federal Reserve. We understand Ron Paul's in a dangerous position pushing all that. So he went from let's get rid of the Fed to, well, let's audit it and then maybe get rid of it. I understand all that, and I understand Ron Paul not coming out and saying 9/11 is an inside job, even though he talks about false flags, stage terror, and says he questions the official story because government always lies. He also goes along with the narrative and says, okay, if we're not attacking them, they wouldn't attack us. So I compromise a little bit over the years, knowing that Ron Paul couldn't be Alex Jones, even though you read his writings from the 80s and early 90s, he was. I mean, this guy is iconic in his understanding of the New World Order. He's the proto Alex Jones. He's the proto info warrior. But if he's trying to cement some dynasty with all the power we brought to the table as patriots, it's not going to happen. I had Chuck Baldwin on last night, the Nightly News, who Ron Paul endorsed when he couldn't win in the 08 election instead of McCain, and he was saying this is devastating what's happened. And he believes Ron Paul will not endorse Mitt Romney, but basically said it will be like a nuclear bomb going off in the Liberty Movement if he does. Tom Woods has said the same thing. Tons of news coming up. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was thinking last night and this morning just how crazy it is that everything that we've talked about year after year that was coming under this global corporate fascist world government is now beginning to actually unfold. I mean, we have been so dead on, so accurate, because the globalists think the public isn't paying attention, and most of the population of the planet isn't. But we're reading their CFR, their Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg leaks, their public statements, where they openly talk about how they're sterilizing us through the food and water, how they're establishing world government, how they're going to get rid of the family, how they're going to put nanotech into us that basically rewires our brains, viruses that they call new vaccines coming out that make you not be angry again and want to submit to them. That sounds like Martians from space in some 50s movie that come and spray stuff on the town and make everybody subservient zombies. It's all being looked at. It's all being done. Yesterday, we saw KXAN TV report on an Army Department of Defense UT test outside Austin, out in the hill country, that blew up a laboratory and fired railgun shrapnel, high-speed projectile into someone's car, basically blowing the car up and injuring them. And I sent reporters out yesterday to look into it. I'm just going to leave it at that. We've got to put the report together, but this is the kind of thing I'm worried about SWAT teams busting in here any minute. And by the way, the FBI's been here repeatedly. The Secret Service, I mean, they've tried to shut us down before. My wife said the phones have got to be tapped. They were flipping on and off this morning and clicking, and you pick the phone up, somebody be talking. So they, and I've gotten calls before, and they've said, we're listening to you. You know, you just said this. My wife has gotten calls repeatedly where they tell her what she was just talking about with her parents or with me on the phone to freak her out. But the phones were clicking and going wild. I'll just go ahead and tell you this, okay? They were out till 10 o'clock at night working on this. This led to a chain reaction of the discovery of a nuclear waste dump off Redbud Trail in the middle of Austin. They've still got the shutdown old reactor under the LBJ library. We tried to go look at that and got threatened with arrest. And all of this ties in. They've got a bioweapons farm out by Bastrop with a bunch of monkeys and apes in it, testing stuff that'll literally wipe off 90% of the world population, or 6 billion people plus, in a matter of months if it was released. And I've got sources on that. Just where I live is like a fantasy land of super science weapons from a science fiction movie. I mean, I'm wondering where Thundar the Barbarian is going to come running by any minute. And then I'm about to get in for the most of the show about Ron Paul and Rand Paul, who are great guys. People have been hurt by watching the direction of Rand Paul and Campaign for Liberty Change. Ron Paul is involved in this. But at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter. I mean, we'll be lucky if the globalists don't release some super weapon in the next 5 years and kill almost all of us, as they've talked about doing. You know, they discuss how they're going to set up a world government, get a control grid in, release giant bioweapon plagues to reduce our numbers. And you know, we've got the quotes in films like Endgame, whatistheendgame.com as the online bibliography. I read you constant, you know, government documents and reports here on air. I mean, it's just we're living in a science fiction land, and the general public is just totally obsessed with lotteries and sports and fashion. And I'm not knocking anybody that's into that kind of stuff. It's all interesting. Sports is interesting. Fashion's interesting. Guns are interesting. You know, women are very interesting. I mean, I get it. I understand saying, oh, the world's crazy. I'm just going to enjoy myself. But there's something bigger than that. Our ancestors always were in a struggle against the tyrants and control freaks and megalomaniacs to carve out all the good things we've got today. And life is so short, I'm not worried about my physical death. I'm not worried about my physical death. I am worried about the death of our species. And letting a bunch of crazy people that want to vandalize our genetic code and are doing it through the chemical and biological attacks and radiological attacks they've got us under that they brag about. I don't want to just give the future over to these people. My son is here with me today. I took him to work with me because it's summertime. My wife's taking my daughters with friends to a water park, but he wanted to come here with us. And I promised him I'd take him. I'd take off work early today and let Aaron or I think Darren McBreen's doing the nightly news tonight, and I'd take him out and do some stuff today. But, you know, once I go ahead and release the information, my gut tells me I need to about the nuclear waste dump hidden in the middle of Austin and the nuclear reactors and all the rest of it. And remember, they just declassified a few years ago that in Southern California they had that sodium salt reactor meltdown bigger than Chernobyl in, what, 59, and that was kept secret until just a few years ago. In fact, guys, that's NBC News. Will you guys print me just California reactor kept meltdown kept secret, and that should bring it up. I've shown it on air before and played part of the newscast, but, I mean, the point is that you discover this, and then you know UT runs the Sanandia Labs out in New Mexico, and it's just we start going out. I'm like, let's go do a piece on the nuclear reactor under UT that's still running its half-life, and then the two big ones, well, the little one and the big one, they got up at the J.J. Pickle Center that no one seems to know about or care about, with all the, you know, barbed wire machine gun nest over there, where they do tests. The most dangerous type of reactors are doing constant tests and manipulations of them. And then you find out that 9 out of 10, and Aaron's got these numbers, the government admits reactors are leaking in the United States. 9 out of 10, it's the same number worldwide. and all of that's happening, and then we start doing research and discover someone right here in our own crew's grandfather was the head superintendent of all the buildings and maintenance for the University of Texas, and knows all about it. I can confirm what he's saying because my dad was in the physics department and worked on the reactor. And then I'd already been told about how, you know, your AM radio won't work out on Redbud Trail. There's so much. There it is. California's historical nuclear meltdown. And then it just goes over that whole report. Great. Print that for me, but also print the NBC California reactor meltdown in 59. Yeah, but I want the NBC. Thank you. Anyways, side issue. We sent the guys out to the limestone caves right in the middle of the wealthiest area of Austin, where, according to our sources, grandfather and other documents and information we ferreted out, that they used it as a dump. I mean, it just never ends. It we start looking into some type of particle accelerator railgun explosion, Department of Defense. UT's running bioweapons labs right outside Austin in level 2 facilities that are level 4. You've seen the level 2 facility with level 4 at the UT University of Texas facility down in Galveston that got hit by the hurricane and destroyed, or pretty much destroyed. I mean, it's just, again, we're living in crazy land. And the railgun fires and blows up a part of a building and shoots a car driving down a country road. And they're like, never mind, there's some type of leak there. That's in the news. But the Army and UT are working on it. I mean, who knows? It's a nanotech facility. I forgot that part. Yeah, there it is. Ruling expected on L.A. nuclear cleanup. By the way, folks, you got to pray for us. Reporting that our sources, who are credible, are saying there is a nuclear waste dump in the middle of Austin. This has never been reported on, just like this situation outside San Diego has never been reported on, is muy dangerous. But I know they know, because our phones are tapped, that we're looking at this, so it doesn't matter. I've got to go ahead and say it here on air, even though the report's not ready. But this will be national news. So, I mean, I'm supposed to talk about, because that's what everybody's upset about. I'm upset about it. Ron Paul. Hey, you know what? Ron Paul's a good guy. Rand Paul's a good guy. They've got a bunch of mainline Republican analysts working for him now, and I think they're making big mistakes. But I don't want to hear the denial that Ron Paul's not involved in this. And it's our job as his diehard supporters and contributors to not let them compromise, instead of saying, gee, is it okay to criticize anything they're doing? Over 80% in the poll we've got at Infowars.com was 80% last night. Let me check it now. Think that it is a bad idea for Rand Paul to join with Mitt Romney. Do you approve of Rand Paul's decision to work within the establishment and support Mitt Romney? We've got 5,697 votes. This poll before it had bugs and we took it down used to get like 50,000 votes. Not this particular poll, but I mean the old poll system we had, this new one people don't use as much. People should go vote there. It's at the bottom right-hand corner of Infowars.com. Do you approve of Rand Paul's decision to work within the establishment and support Mitt Romney? 80%, that's what it was last night. 4,574 votes against, 20% say yes. And that's out of just pure loyalty to Ron Paul. And I mean, I get it. I understand work within the Republicans, try to change them, but that's not what I'm seeing happening. I'm getting mail endorsing mainline neocon Republicans from Campaign for Liberty, and so is everybody else. Ron Paul wasn't even sure if he was going to speak at this big festival, you know, the counter national convention, because it might make the Republicans mad. But now the Republicans say they're okay with it because of what Rand's done. I mean, you know, I've not found compromise is the way to go. I'm going to play Tom Woods. This is a video Tom put up, but then pulled down. And he said, well, you know what? He doesn't want to put salt in the wound. He wants to wait and see. He thinks Ron Paul will do the right thing and come out and say that he's not going to endorse Romney. We invited him on the show. He's been on before years ago. He said he'd come on later, but he's not going to come on today. Well, you know what, Tom? You put the video out there. We got it. We're going to air it here coming up because what you said was very eloquent and took courage. We'll be right back.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to show you footage of the sealed caves over off Redwood Trail at the old dam where in the 60s and 70s and right into the 80s, the University of Texas dumped radiological waste from the nuclear reactor, according to the former head of operations at the University of Texas. Head of the campus facilities. And I know about the reactor and about all the secrecy. They even tell students at UT there's not a reactor still going through its half-life phase underneath the LBJ library and museum. Yeah, the Presidential Library Museum. First one in the country, by the way, was for LBJ. They built it on top of a nuclear reactor and took the – there's also underground tunnels under there. I've confirmed that separately that are connected out to Bergstrom, where they was the former SAC base, the Hilton Hotel out there, circular hotel, the former SAC command base for much of the United States. There's a whole bunch of secret stuff around here. I live here, and you need to understand, folks, this is happening all over the world, not just here in the U.S. There are giant black projects, secret programs happening. Some of the other news coming up, and then I'll get to the Tom Woods video ahead of our guest joining us. I remember Kurt Nimmo writing this article yesterday from European, Russian, and Middle Eastern sources. Russia denies sending helicopters to Syria, says West arming rebels. But there are news articles out today out of the Financial Times and others saying that Russia defends arms sales to Syria. But it turned out they just make that up. Here's the New York Times reporting today. And again, Kurt's for InfoWars yesterday said it wasn't true. People got mad at him in the comments and said he was a Ruski agent or something. Last time I checked, folks, it isn't the Ruskies that are got drones in the sky and putting sodium fluoride and radioactive isotopes in my water. Last time I checked it, it wasn't the Ruskies that run the Federal Reserve. If the Ruskies do anything to America, they can go straight to a place where the sun don't shine, okay? I'm sick of the globalists going, oh, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. You don't give your rights up. Be patriot. Oh, the Russians will get you. The Chinese will get you. You mean the same Chinese government, our criminal government, paid $20-plus million to ship General Motors to? Shut up with your lies. I am so sick of these neocon groups putting out articles. I see them almost every day saying I'm a Ruski agent or something. I am a tooth fairy before I'm that. But again, it just shows their disinformation. Sorry, I'm ranting. Here it is. Copters in Syria may not be new, U.S. officials say. Oh, turns out they got sold a long time ago. Hillary on Tuesday accused of shipping attack helicopters to Syria that would escalate the conflict. But they go on to say she put a little bit of a spin on it, said one senior Defense Department official, because they'd been delivered a long time ago. Also, CNN floats idea of U.S. assassinating Syrian President Assad. What's Hillary say? They came, they saw, Gaddafi died, and they put Al-Qaeda in? And again, I'm supposed to, oh, you must like Al-Qaeda that you don't want all these wars going on. Wars? They say, look, Al-Qaeda is in this country, invade, and then the West uses Al-Qaeda to actually invade the country. I know I rant a lot about that. It just makes my head spin. By the way, I'm probably seeing, no exaggeration, 20 or more articles every day saying Obama is done. Washington Post, Der Spiegel, Associated Press, his poll numbers plunging, MSNBC saying he's a dead political duck. I guess our sources and people like Jerome Corsi are right. The Bilderbergs have decided they can't get anywhere with Obama, and they are looking at getting rid of him. And before you say hip, hip, hooray, and believe me, I'll be glad to quit seeing him on TV all the time. I hate Obama, but I hate his globalist masters a lot more. Here comes Mitt Romney. We're all supposed to get all excited like Obama idiots. 4 years ago when he was president-elect or getting ready to be. And, oh, my gosh, woo, boy, Bush is out of there. McCain, you lost. Woo, we're going to get free houses and free cars, and the economy's going to be back. And yippee-ki-yay, we got rid of Bush. I'm like, bought and paid for by the same people, nothing but puppets. That's not even a sophisticated point. That's a no-brainer. 1 + 1 = 2. And now I've got to sit here and watch. I mean, I saw a CNN clip this morning. We'll play it later if we have time. With Rand Paul, God bless his little heart. You know, with his little Ronald McDonald hair and everything. I'm sorry. He's up. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. He's sitting there. I mean that affectionately. He's sitting there. And it's like a mini-me of Ron Paul. It's like, here's the big Ron Paul. And then it's like Dr. Good has like a little Dr. Evil on his knee. And the host of CNN's going, well, wait a minute. Your dad didn't agree with him on this and that. And he's like, oh, no, Romney wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, I mean, it was just like watching this defense of Romney. This isn't just an endorsement. This is an absolute worship fest of Mitt Romney. Okay, he'll save us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, this Austin nuclear reactor story is so important, and it fits in with UT having big labs out in the University of Texas in New Mexico, has a bunch of big labs. It ties into the SALT reactor in 59 outside San Diego that blew up bigger than Chernobyl and wasn't even admitted to till decades later. In fact, you look it up, there's hardly even any news about it. In fact, looking it up, we found another reactor site outside L.A. where they were dumping the stuff. Ruling expected on L.A. nuclear cleanup. The case involves a Cold War era accident at the Santa Susana Field Laboratory. And this is NBC News. This just came out last year. But the point is, here's another report. California's historical nuclear meltdown. Japan's nuclear power crisis has planted indelible memories worldwide on the revived doubts about the health and safety of nuclear power. It may unsettle many to discover that California, too, and they kept it secret, experienced a partial nuclear meltdown. The accident, which occurred in 59, is claimed to have released more radiation than Three Mile Island. I think it's 70 times, they say. The severity of health impacts from the incident on site workers and the surrounding community is still being debated. Oh, yes. Now, of course, we now learn a year ago, radioactive tuna, just 3 months after Chernobyl, was being caught, and the government knew and covered it up off L.A. and off San Diego. Folks, we told you at the time, they had state labs in Connecticut, as far east as Connecticut and Vermont, high levels, you know, dozens and dozens, it was like 25, 30-something, depending on the lab, in the milk of cows, because they're bioaccumulating. They're eating grass where this stuff's coming down. See, the trade winds, the jet stream, all of it comes from over Japan and dumps into different areas over the United States. And you've got the currents going up to Alaska. The hair is falling out of the seals and the people that live there, that the fishermen and the flight attendants that are flying through it. This is in the news. I mean, this is happening. And then we go out to look at the reactor, and one of our crew members, who hadn't been on air yet, he's going to be with us after the break here in a moment. He's like, oh, yeah, my grandfather was the head guy for UT over all the buildings and their maintenance. And we looked that up. Sure enough, there he is. He said he, they would take rods, chemicals, the fluid out of the reactor, the old one that's under the LBJ library, the presidential library in Austin. And everything he was saying, I'd gotten pieces of from other sources. Aaron tried to do a documentary when he was at UT in film school. He also got a degree from their School of Public Affairs there, Aaron Dykes. And they tried to just ask questions and got threatened with arrest about it. Wanted to try to get down in there with their cameras. The security guards admitted there was a bunch of stuff. Just like they store the nuclear waste on site, reportedly it's still under UT. Well, now we're learning from the 60s and 70s, and he'd never been there. His grandpa told him where it was, how they sealed the limestone caves, and he went over there. They went over there yesterday, and sure enough, it's there. Let me just tell you this. AM radio ain't coming in over the site. We've got to get some good radiation detectors and get over there before they try to kick everybody out of the area. And again, if you got radiation, AM radio gets cut out. We're going to find out what's going on. It was a uranium reactor. And again, this is about 98% confirmed. We know about the two research reactors they've got that are more modern at the J.J. Pickle Center up in North Austin off Research, and that area, giant area with big fences around it. I mean, there's hundreds and there's like 500, 600 yards just between the fences and the facility and the reactors, and they're very quiet about that. The average Austinite doesn't even know they're there. I'm already getting into it. He's going to join us. I'm going to recap this, and I'm getting out just a preliminary him on record before we get the video out tonight, because the guys were out till like 9, 10 o'clock last night. They just got in, and I've gone ahead and talked about it because I know they're listening to our phones. A lot of stuff going on today, and so I'm just going to get this on record in case they SWAT team us and say we've got heroin and cocaine in here. Because believe me, ladies, or dead children or something. Or prostitutes, I mean, or Easter bunnies. Because believe me, if this is correct, and this is the report, and we know there's reactors, we know that they always did this in the old days, just dumped it on the edge of town. Where they dumped it, it's the middle of Austin now, but in the 70s was on the edge of town. This is exactly how they do it at old dams and old facilities and old research caves, you know, where they stored things. And this needs to be looked into right now. It fits in with what I've been told. Aaron Dykes, again, tried to make a film there. This is 97-98% confirmed. I hope it's false, the severity of it. But just 2 days ago, we had a Department of Defense cyclotron explosion. It's some type of railgun experiment that blew a laboratory up. I mean, I'm living in the middle of Buck Rogers land. They've got bioweapons out at the monkey farm. I've got multiple sources on that. They admit it's level four. It's level four. Look up level four bioweapons research at University of Texas Galveston. That's admitted out on the water. And they're building, well, they already built since Bush, 36 more of these around the country. Now they're planning or completing 200 plus more. And we've done shows on this, but it just clicked. Oh, hey, go do stories on the nuclear reactor, and the word is there's waste under the LBJ thing. Oh, Aaron's like, oh, yeah, I tried to do a film on that, threatened to arrest our guys. Oh, really? Yeah, my dad was in the physics department as a student. He said there was all sorts of stuff down there on the top of the reactor. We'll go out to J.J. Pickle. All right, we'll go out tomorrow to where the railgun blew up. We got to get out to that monkey farm. Yeah, but that's, you know, that's a couple miles past barbed wire to get to that. It's like Area 51. All right, well, by the way, my grandpa was the head of maintenance, and he said they dumped it all in the caves. I mean, it's just like, yeah, there it is. Southern Research, Galveston National Laboratory, to develop screening platform in biosafety level 4 laboratory. And they call it developing safety to have a level 2 and level 4. Level 4 is weaponized Ebola, weaponized pox. I mean, we're talking killed 90%+ deader than a hammer. So they just put that on screen. Okay, enough. It's just that I realize I've got all these hours talking about where the country's going, the election, Lou Rockwell coming up, Governor Gary Johnson, Libertarian presidential candidate. And then I realize that none of that even really matters in the final equation, because no one's talking about all the level 4 bioweapons labs. No one's talking about all over the country, right through to today, in Indiana and Michigan and Illinois and Texas and California. Now you see it every few weeks. Oh, yeah, nuclear alarms went off. They're not going to turn them on anymore, you know, when it gets released. Yeah, they did release, you know, in this town in Canada or this town in California, a bunch of radiation, but they say it's no big deal. Yeah, radiation detectors went off. But it's fine. We've raised the levels to say it's safe. See, and see, these reports fit into everything we've seen in other areas of the country, where they just go and store it in a cave or in an underground warehouse right outside town. And the fact that his grandfather, when we went out and looked yesterday, and I know how these limestone caves work, it's like at my house, I live by a dry creek bed, but when it rains for a week straight, all of a sudden water starts gushing out of the rocks, and there's a big, luscious, 5-foot-deep creek behind my house. Only like that a few months out of the year. I live out in the country, and it's a creek feeding into a bigger creek. But even the big creek, you know, is only running about half the time, and it just comes out. And his grandfather was telling him how water would just pour out over all this into the Colorado River. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. And we're again breaking this here. We hope that we're incorrect, but I don't think his grandfather is. We went out there. It's exactly what they said was out there. Pretty amazing. Okay, let's go to this. Tom Woods is a researcher, an author, a friend, confidant of Ron Paul, speaks at most of his big events, and he's a man of conscience like Ron Paul, who is a constitutionalist, who loves liberty, who understands the New World Order, who understands dependency. I agree with his constitutional ideas that transcend even libertarianism and the globalists trying to co-opt that. And Woods, eloquently in 3.5 minutes, said some really powerful things. And then they noticed that the video was taken down, but people had already copied it. And I saw a comment on the Daily Poll by Woods saying, well, I don't want to, you know, rub salt in the wound. I want to trust in Paul that he's not going to endorse, even though we're hearing rumors of that. And that I'm getting more information. Well, then we talked to him this morning. He's like, I'm going to wait and see. I think my video may do more harm than good. No. Tom, your video will do nothing but good when you point out the head of Campaign for Liberty thinks that we shouldn't be against these wars and shouldn't be involved in foreign policy. American citizens have that right and duty. Ron Paul is dead on. That's the heart of what you're saying. There should be a top-down review of all these big, famous neocon operatives who say on the Campaign for Liberty site, I'm a seasoned operative. They call themselves that. We don't want that. We want statesmen. We don't want compromise. We want principles. We don't want business as usual. That's why Ron Paul was loved. And if Rand wants to make the mistake, and look, Rand Paul is out today saying, you got to have a warrant for drones. He wants a federal law. Those laws are already in place. Just enforce them. Good job. He's saying, don't arrest Amish for selling milk. Let people buy raw milk. He's out fighting the Federal Reserve. He's doing a great job. It's that we love you guys that we don't want to see you co-opted. And we're coming in trying to drag you away from the hyenas. And some people don't understand that. A small minority, maybe 15%. And then they basically growl back at us saying, you know, let us have Rand Paul and Ron Paul. You stay out of this. Folks that built this coalition, the people that gave the money and gave the shoe leather on the street to get the word out and calling into talk radio and doing countless shows and rallies. Ron Paul belongs to us. Rand Paul belongs to us. And we're not going to let the New World Order take him. We can understand that he thinks he can work with Romney and that he was led to do this, and I can see the politics. But we want to see you radically turn back, Rand, towards being a purist when it comes to liberty and freedom. Because you will destroy yourself if you don't, and you guys, we need you as statesmen and icons, your father especially. Look at your father. Respect him. Do what he's done. Don't defend Mitt Romney and you know, when people bring up the fact that he's diametrically opposed to your father and twist it, like I heard you do on CNN, that, oh, no, he's against the wars. Oh, no, he wants to do something to the Fed. Oh, no, he doesn't. And Rand, when Mitt Romney gets in, that's what it looks like now, that he's not a ringer, the establishment wants him. That's the momentum, unless Obama stages a new war or blows something up. What are you going to do when he's for predator drones in America and checkpoints and police state and new wars? You're going to have your wagon hitch like Chuck Baldwin, who got your father's endorsement for president when your father got cheated out of the nomination 4 years ago. He endorsed Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party. And Chuck has said exactly what I've said. It's called Chuck Baldwin, A Warning to Ron Paul. It's at InfoWars.com right now. The video, a partial transcript. Listen to Chuck Baldwin. Listen to Tom Woods. Listen to these people. Okay, you can turn this around. You're going to lose, I'd say, 80 to 90% of your support. And then when people see you go along with Mitt Romney later down the road, it's over. Please don't do this. Liberty will continue on. And you guys, as a focal point and a rallying point, we have really won some big battles here. Okay, here's Tom Woods, very eloquent. Then we'll go to break, come back with a quick report from the InfoWars crew member about the report we shot yesterday. Aaron Dykes, myself, and others will have a report done by tonight that's got video details. There needs to be a major investigation of the cave system out by the dam off Redbud Trail off the Colorado River known as Lady Bird Lake. It's all doublespeak. It's a river, folks. They call it a lake. Only in the New World Order. This needs to be looked into. This is very dangerous news we're breaking. Here's Tom Woods.
Congressman Paul, this message is for you, but I thought the sentiments in it were important enough that they should be heard by anybody who cares to listen. One of my favorite parts of Brian Daugherty's new book, Ron Paul's Revolution, takes place on page 3, where Daugherty's been talking about the Giuliani moment of 2007, where you spoke some forbidden truths about the U.S. government's foreign policy, truths the whole world knows, but which are not allowed to be expressed in the United States, and Giuliani attacked you. The whole world expected you to back down, but as a matter of fact, you actually amplified your points. And on page 3 of this book, Daugherty quotes just a regular American who said, "I was watching that debate, and I was fully expecting Ron Paul, without a friend in the world, to back down." And then he amplified his points. "And I felt like at that moment," this guy says, "the world changed forever." Because in our society, whenever anybody strays from the 3x5 card of approved opinion, well, it's always followed by apologies and retractions and clarifications. There's a liturgical ritual of expiation that one undergoes, and you refuse to do that. And it did change the world forever. One of my favorite memories from the campaign this time around is actually a photograph of a college student actually hugging you. You had changed his life. When was the last time somebody hugged Mitt Romney and said, "Mitt, your philosophy changed my life"? This is all because of who you are. You've been that man who refuses to go along, who will not be absorbed into the establishment, who's going to tell us those forbidden truths. And that's why you've given people such genuine hope. People feel like, here's that one honest man who can't be bought and his arm can't be twisted. And let's contrast that with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, for one thing, thinks that budget cuts cause depressions. Or even worse, I'll just give you 5 words about Mitt Romney. Secretary of State John Bolton. Now, I understand that you're under tremendous pressure to endorse Mitt Romney. And the people who are urging you to do this, and I am certain I know who they are, and I've warned you about them, do not have your best interests at heart. The millions of kids you've inspired would be totally devastated. Your legacy would be destroyed. And people would literally, literally be in tears over this. Now, 99 times out of 100, I would assume there's no way Ron Paul's going to endorse Mitt Romney, who disagrees with him on every major thing. But I can understand the appeal someone might make to a father, saying, "You love your son, you want to help your son, don't you? And people, I'm sure, are telling you that you would help your son by endorsing Romney." But Rand is going to sink or swim on his own merits. That has nothing to do with whether or not you endorse Mitt Romney. And incidentally, may I say parenthetically that all this needs to be accompanied by a top-to-bottom reform of the organization Campaign for Liberty. For example, the gentleman running it right now believes the organization should steer entirely clear of foreign policy. Now, like it or not, the head of Campaign for Liberty is implicitly the custodian of the Ron Paul legacy, and this is not an appropriate person to be in charge of an office like that. Finally, Dr. Paul, I truly believe you are a great man. And one of the great privileges of my life has been to be involved in this movement that you've led, to have spoken at so many of your events, including the Rally for the Republic, to have worked with you on projects, and to have had my own work endorsed by you. Dr. Paul, you changed the world in 2007. Don't change it back. Just be Ron Paul, and millions of us will support you. We love you, Ron.
And we love the focal point it created to expose the globalist and false flag terror and CIA drug dealing. I mean, Ron Paul is the real deal. He could have sold out the system a long time ago. And there's Tom Woods voicing very concisely what I've been trying to say in hours of babble. And it's a lot of other stuff. I mean, some of his family's been upset. A lot of people inside the campaign have been upset. Rand and Ron's crew. This is real, folks. We're battling in a tug of war to keep the polls pure. That's what's happening with a bunch of political operatives. We'll be right back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Can run. run on.
Okay, we've got some big breaking news here. It'll be codified and detailed tonight on the Nightly News, and then more on Friday. This is all moving very quickly. The University of Texas has been involved with Los Alamos and other national laboratories, Sanidea National Laboratories out in New Mexico as well. There is a reactor that down under the LBJ Presidential Library, they built on it. I know because my father was in there as a UT student, as a physics student. And you can dig around and find, you know, mentions at UT that it did exist. It's there. It has a half-life, so it's still basically going down there. And that a lot of waste got stored under there. That's what they do at most of these facilities. But then we went out doing a report on this in more detail, and Chris Oden, his great-grandfather was Benjamin Ellis, and he was the superintendent of facilities for 20 years of all the big UT headquarters campuses here in Austin, Texas. And he had always told him over off Redbud Trail by the dam that there was an area where it was rods encased in concrete, fluids, barrels, and that they put it in there and walled off these caves. In your own words, tell us about this. Chris Oden, who happens to work for us, we're all doing a report on this. He's like, well, hey, my great-grandfather actually, you know, has even more on this. And this is standard for these facilities built in the 60s and 70s, is they would just go stick it somewhere on state property or on city property. And so if this is indeed true, and I'm sure his grandfather's being accurate, we need to look into this. We need to know about this. Tell us the basics of this, Chris.
Well, basically, to my knowledge, what my grandfather disclosed to me is that for a number of years they had attempted to get rid of waste in East Austin, and that area was growing very fast, and they'd found an area in the large caves in South Austin where waste was disposed of. That wasn't necessarily my grandfather's idea, but his job was to oversee transportation.
I mean, we're not throwing him under the bus. You know, I mean, he just knew about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a number of other people did. I remember my grandfather, his son-in-law, telling me the same stories. And he used to explore the caves when he was a kid. And
get closer to that mic for me. It's a little bit low.
He explored the caves when he was a kid, and they had closed them off sometime in the late 60s, early 70s, systematically. I've explored caves in the side of cliffs like Airman's Cave here in Austin. Those that are thin enough to get into it can go for hundreds of yards, if not miles, into the cave network.
There's giant honeycomb. There's underground cenotes. Some of the biggest caves in the U.S. are actually underground. Absolutely. Some of the biggest populations of Mexican brown bats.
Right, and parts of the caves are below the water table. Parts of the caves are above the water table. To my knowledge, that's where a lot of the waste was stored, is above the water table. The area in particular off of Redbud Trail close to Tom Miller Dam was an entrance just like that, that was above the water table, above where the lake level was, that could be explored for miles.
Now, you told me yesterday that your great-grandfather was concerned or talked about the fact that water sometimes did come in there.
Absolutely. The entrance there was in a ravine that did at one time flow directly into the Colorado River. Since then, concrete bulkheads, massive amounts of dirt work have been done there to cover up those entrances.
So at least they did that.
Yes.
We need to give out a special email later. We'll develop one for whistleblowers on this. Well, let's just make whistleblowers at Infowars.com. Let's make that email right now. It'll be up in the next hour. We need to have construction workers, other people call us, confirm so we can have more witnesses to this.
Right. For a long time, the city did say that the mini cave entrances were covered up because of citizens throwing garbage in them, and they showed pictures of piles of trash.
So that was the cover.
That's what I believe was the cover.
But your grandfather said, well, stay there. We're going to come back in 1 minute. Lou Rockwell's coming up. Specifically, what your great-grandfather said.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.